Today, I'm not going to be asking you what you're willing to give. I'm going to ask what you're willing to give up. Maybe kind of the same thing, but a little different synaptics. Well, the end of the feast is here. Many of us have light wallets. Not a whole lot of money that I can get up here and try to get back from you. You know, as hard as it might be at times throughout the year, we should have already prepared for this offering. This should have been something that we had looked forward to. We know it's going to happen. It's not surprisingly every year that it comes upon us. So it's something we should have prepared. We should have known about. So trying to ask for extra money maybe isn't what I'm up here for. But if you will, turn with me to Mark 14. Mark 14, I'll begin in verse 23. Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they drank from it. And he said to them, this is Christ, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. You know, Christ gave up wine until the celebratory marriage supper that we're all going to be part of. All of us, if we do heed this calling, will take part in that celebratory marriage supper with Christ. You know, wine has great symbolic significance. We use it during the Passover service. But aside from that symbolic significance, you know, wine is designed as a simple pleasure. There was a busload of simple pleasure a couple days ago. We took over a winery, and they were amazed at who we were. And I think it left a good impression. That might be how we have to get people to just go out in wine tastings and convert. Well, wine was given to us to make life more enjoyable, to be more festive. You know, we are actually instructed to drink of it while we are here. You know, those taking Nazarite vows in the Old Testament were instructed not to partake of this drink, anything of the vine or of strong drink. Those who were dedicating themselves to God for particular purposes, sometimes for a lifelong purpose, were not allowed to take part of that. They were required to give up some of the simple pleasures of life. Well, why? What was the purpose of that? It was, most importantly, that we were supposed to focus, those of the Nazarites were supposed to focus on, during that vow, were supposed to focus on important things, on God, on a specific purpose. You know, as we leave this feast and go back into the world, what are we willing to give up physically during this next year in order for our purpose to take place? You know, are we willing to give up some physical pleasures, some joys, some maybe monetary benefits, knowing that we will have greater benefits, we will have greater joys in the soon coming kingdom of God? You know, Christ, when he, after that supper, he gave up a passing pleasure. But he will, in the near future, take part in it again, to celebrate all of us entering into the family of God. So are we willing to give up something little, something small this year, in order to have a fantastic future in this world tomorrow? John 12. John 12 and in verse 25, we read, he who loves this life will lose it, and he who hates this life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will also be. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. You know, we have an opportunity this next year through our physical sacrifices to put that scripture into practice. We can demonstrate what the Father, or to the Father, who we really are serving. That we are putting, or what we're actually putting value in, what we're willing to give up this next year. In Matthew 6, Matthew 6 and in verse 19, we read, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." We are commanded to not appear today empty-handed. It's not a suggestion, it is a command by God. But we aren't told how full our hands should be. That's left to us. You know, God likes that surprise, so to speak, although we know it's nothing is really a surprise to Him in that, but He likes for us to come before Him, and He likes to see what we're willing to give. He wants to see how much maybe we value Him, how much we're willing to give of ourselves and of our personal things, our personal passing joys, how much we're able to give of that and give it to Him. You will turn with me back to 2 Samuel. It's one of my favorite scriptures relating to giving God offerings. 2 Samuel 24. And in verse 21, "Then Araunah said, 'Why has my lord the king come to his servant?' And David said, 'To buy the threshing floor from you, to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be withdrawn from the people.' Now Araunah said to David, 'Let my lord the king take and offer up whatever seems good to him. Look, here are oxen for burnt sacrifices, and threshing implements, and the yokes of the oxen for wood. All these, O king, Araunah has given to the king.' And Araunah said to the king, 'May the Lord your God accept it.' Then the king said to Araunah, 'No, but I will surely buy it from you for a price. Nor will I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God with that which costs me nothing.' So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offering. So the Lord heeded the prayers for the land, and the plague was withdrawn from Israel." Now, this calling is not free. We are here because of a monumental sacrifice, probably the greatest sacrifice of all time, of all eternity. What we give to God, no matter how insignificant it might be monetarily, must mean something to you and I. It must actually count. You know, Christ is undoubtedly looking forward to the wedding supper that we will all partake of soon. So much, though, that He gave His life so that we could be there with Him. So are we excited as well? This year we have the chance, as I said, to put that into practice, to be excited just as Christ is excited to share with us. Well, while we still have the time to prepare, let's make sure to focus on what our Savior gave up so that we could have. And be willing to do whatever it takes this year, to give up whatever is needed this year in order to join Him in a toast as He drinks wine once again with us all in the kingdom of God.